Excitement over the Sochi Olympics is building in a fever pitch. Peace talks are back on the menu for Syria, and MNN's Katie Harth is on assignment at a dental clinic in Haiti today, but there's bigger impact. This is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Opening ceremonies for the 2014 Winter Olympics are just a couple days away. Christians from the United States are on their way to Sochi, Russia to do something better than win a gold medal. SOAR International Ministries' Greg Mangione says their team of about 40 people will be joining local churches in Sochi.
Helping them man three different fun zones, or maybe a better description is hospitality centers, that the churches will be hosting for the community at large there.
The team will assist the local church in introducing the community to who they are in Christ. They'll do that through
gospel magic shows, somebody making balloon animals and face painting, and just a variety of different activities and entertainment. Just the primary goal is just to reach out to the people. We pray that it will be a beginning of a long-term relationship with the local church.
I'll be joining the team February 12th. Pray God will begin working in hearts. Next, Syria will participate in the next round of peace talks in Geneva. Good news, but it did nothing to staunch the flow of refugees following airstrikes Monday. One challenge there is affecting nearly 10 million people. Diane Romaine is a spokeswoman for Vision Beyond Borders.
The basic need of food is not being met, and I just saw a report from the refugee camps inside Syria, but there are deaths from starvation now, and very, very difficult to get aid into those camps.
A team just returned from the camps. They're reporting openness to the gospel.
When they've had everything taken from them, to be able to be there as a true support and to shine the light of Jesus, that true love that's shown through us to these other people, that's touching lives.
You're being asked to help.
We need for people to pray, but we also need people to give. And then there's also a need for people to go simply to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to be over there.
This is Mission Network News. It's been a frigid winter. While for many of us that means warming up our cars a little bit earlier, there are families fighting the cold each moment of every day. Baptist Global Response finds Syrian refugees are still in great need. This winter has been particularly brutal for them. Many of the refugees or displaced Syrians are Christians, but many more need to know the love of Christ. You can help. Partner with BGR in giving aid as a pouring out of brotherly love to those in need. Next, have you ever lost electricity? Wycliffe Associates is helping Bible translation teams with unreliable electricity and internet access by giving them Bible translation acceleration kits. Now, the kits will serve as a satellite communication terminal, solar panel, battery, and power supply. Wycliffe Associates hopes to reduce the amount of time it takes to translate the Bible by 3 years. For more information about the Bible translation acceleration kits and Wycliffe Associates, visit missionnetworknews.org. And dental care is a life-or-death matter in Haiti. MNN's Katie Harth is there and reports.
On the island of Loganoff, a tooth infection recently killed a small child. Dr. Dan Gordon of Starfish explains.
The abscess in the tooth extended up into the brain, and the child died.
Today, Dr. Gordon and a Port-au-Prince dentist are wrapping up a 3-day mobile dental clinic. They've cared for over 100 people.
The vision is to take these mobile clinics, both dental and a medical piece, up into remote villages where people have very limited or no access. And my hope is to get other dentists from the state to come and join me so that I can kind of show them how this is done and empower them to do it as well, and therefore multiply the effect.
Find details at our website. From Loganoff, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous donation, MNN is now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Wendell. Though fictional, Congo Dawn gives you a picture of what it was like during rebel insurgencies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.